Cooper Kupp scored a touchdown Wednesday night, and the box score will not show it. Third quarter, 3:25 left, 3rd and 4 at the New England 7, Seattle down 10-0. Drew Lock threw short left to Kupp for 7 yards and a touchdown, and an illegal shift on the offense wiped it out. Seattle kicked a 30-yard field goal 2 snaps later. That drive had gotten there because of Kupp too. 3rd and 4 at the New England 37, Lock deep right to Kupp for 24 yards to the 13, the throw that turned a punt into points. 2.6 expected points added on that catch, the most valuable Seattle play of the first 3 quarters. Expected points added is what a play was worth given down, distance and field position. The official line is 2 catches for 35 yards on 3 targets, the nullified touchdown not among them. The other catch was 11 yards on first and 10 from the New England 23 in the 4th quarter, part of the drive that produced the go-ahead field goal. The one incompletion was the first play of the 2nd quarter, 3rd and 5, a deep ball down the left side that Christian Gonzalez covered. 2 of his 3 official targets came on 3rd down, and both of the 3rd down catches, the 24-yarder and the nullified touchdown, moved the chains or would have. The share is the number to be honest about. Seattle threw 24 passes. 11 went to Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 3 to Kupp, 3 to Rashid Shaheed, and nobody else was thrown to more than twice. Back in June, the preview's single question was whether the second receiver role survives another year of calendar at 33, and August offered no evidence either way because the first offense never played a series. Wednesday's evidence is 3 targets, 2 of them in situations where the offense needed a first down and went to him, and a touchdown that the officials took back. That is a second receiver's night on a bad night for the offense, and it says nothing yet about how many of those nights there are. Next up is Arizona. The count to watch is targets, not yards. Data via NFL Verse.